Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we conclude our journey through the Bible that we've been taking as we are learning of God's plan through the ages. Starting in Genesis, we traced the Gentile peoples from Adam to Abraham. And then we started with Father Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. They have a 4,000-year history. The Jewish people were chosen by the Lord for a special purpose. You know, God has a plan for the Jews, and His plan will be played out. Along the way, the Lord would have to chastise His chosen people. For example, when Israel did not wrest the land that He had given them every 7 years, as He told them to do, He took them out of the land so that the land could get its 70 Sabbaths. The Jews were in the Babylonian captivity for those 70 years. Then the Lord would allow them to return to their land. That's where we'll start on our study today, in the book of Ezra, chapter 1.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
God raises up a Persian king named Cyrus. 150 years before the fact, in Isaiah chapters 44 and 45, God gave Isaiah the prophet a message. I'm going to raise up a man. He's going to let the Jews go back to Jerusalem. In fact, I'm going to name the man. His name is Cyrus. That's pretty good, isn't it? 150 years before the fact, the event, and the man who's going to allow it to happen. Look here, verse 2. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Chapter 2, he allows Zerubbabel to take 50,000 Jews back into Jerusalem from all the 12 tribes of Israel. Hello? All 12 tribes, no lost 10 tribes in the world. Read the scripture. It's key to understand history so you can understand the future. All 12 tribes are in the land. All of Israel goes back. Look at chapter 5. Chapter 5 in the book of Ezra. They get back into the land. The fall of the Babylonian Empire, 539 B.C. It takes them 25 years. It's about 515 B.C. now. And finally, after the ministry, look here in chapter 5, verse 1. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the prophet, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem. They told them to build the temple. God raises up two prophets. One of them is a priest, that's Zechariah. The other's a crusty old man, that's Haggai. The crusty old man said, get in there and build that temple. Zechariah, the suave priest, says, please, come along. Let's build the temple. That's our priority. By the way, this brings the prophets into our minds. There's 17 prophets in the Old Testament that have written books, prophets throughout the Old Testament. These 17 prophesied at a certain time in history. You see here Zechariah and Haggai and one other, Malachi. The last three, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, they prophesy after the Babylonian captivity. Now, if you want to know how to read and understand what you're reading, so they are the prophets after the Babylonian captivity, after the Jews have returned to the land. There are two prophets that prophesy during the Babylonian captivity. That would be Daniel and Ezekiel. All the rest of the prophets prophesy before the Babylonian captivity. Now that's key. If you're a student of prophecy, a student of the Word of God, you got to have that in mind. Who are the three afterwards? Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. The two during Daniel and Ezekiel. All the other prophets before the Babylonian captivity. And so we see the prophets now coming into existence. There's so much more. Let me just take you over to Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5. And he makes a statement. He said, before the grateful, dreadful day of the Lord, Elijah is going to show up. And then, that's the last word of God for 400 years. But that bridge is spanned by Elijah. John the Baptist, cousin of Jesus Christ, Matthew 1 and 2, Luke 1 and 2, comes on the scene. He is going to be the forerunner for the Messiah, the Jewish people. Jesus Christ comes, as promised throughout the entire Old Testament, to set up a kingdom. For who? The Jewish people. The kingdom only promised to the Jewish people, never promised to Christians, only promised to the Jewish people. It could not come into existence, that great and dreadful day of the Lord, until Elijah shows up. John the Baptist goes out, as described in the text, looking like Elijah. Jesus in Matthew 11 says he's the greatest man born of women. And he could have fulfilled the prophecy of Malachi 4:5 and be Elijah. But the Jews rejected him. They rejected me. And so thus, that prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. Go to Matthew 16. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the life of Jesus Christ with 35 miracles. He confirms that he is the Messiah. But at the end, once they have rejected him. And do you remember Matthew 16? Matthew 16 is following 14 and 15. What happens in Matthew 14? The Lord feeds 5,000 men and women additional and children additional, probably 20,000 people. With two little fishes, five little loaves of bread, they pick up 12 baskets full. A miracle! By the way, that guaranteed creation took place in six 24-hour days. Didn't take thousands of years for the Lord to take a little fish and make it enough so 20,000 people could eat. He said it and it was done. That's chapter 14. You know what happens in chapter 15 of the book of Matthew? He feeds 4,000. That's another time. 4,000 men plus the women and children. And so, and when within 1 month, he's fed all of these people with unbelievable miracles. John chapter 6 says he went from the people because he was afraid they were going to come and take him and make him king. They rejected him. In chapter 16, they go up to Caesarea Philippi, has a little conversation with his disciples up there. He says, who do you say that I am? Ultimately, Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then what does Jesus do? Very interestingly, he says, I'm not going to be the king, though, because I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be crucified. I'll be buried. I'll be resurrected. What did old Peter say? Not so, Lord. You're not doing it. He rebuked him. He comes into the city. He is crucified. He is buried. And 3 days later, he resurrects from the dead. Then he takes those disciples who had traveled with him. Oh, by the way, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in all four Gospels. Only in the feeding of the 5,000 do you find this in all four Gospels and the death, burial, and resurrection. He takes his disciples, they go to the Galilee. He has 40 days up there with them. What does he teach them? Things pertaining to the kingdom. He taught them about what he was going to give the Jewish people one day. Acts chapter 1, they get back to Jerusalem. Jesus, ready to set up your kingdom? No, I'm not. When are you going to do it? I don't know. Only my Father knows that. And he ascended into the heavenlies. Two men in white apparel standing there saying, hey, why stand you here gazing into heaven as he's gone? So he's going to come again one day. Next day, Peter, being obedient, starts to preach in Jerusalem. It's the day of Pentecost. It's the establishment of the church. Put down the apostles. You see, you have Adam from Abraham. That's Gentiles. Abraham to the apostles. That's Gentiles and Jews. Now the third member of the human family, from Gentiles and Jews, comes the church. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 and following says, there were two people at enmity with each other, Gentiles and Jews, wall of partition between them. With the death, burial, and resurrection, he pulls the wall out, makes two people one, Christians, first called Christians in Antioch, Acts 16. And so we have this third strand of the human family, and that continues from the apostles to the Antichrist. Go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. This is the first of the next events. This is the rapture of the church, a 7-year period of time, the return of Jesus Christ, a 1,000-year period of time, and then a great white throne judgment. We're moving now into the end times. Chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what it says. I heard as it were a trumpet talking with me. A trumpet. That is the trumpet sound that is going to take John the Revelator from the earth into the heavenlies. This is chapter 4, book of Revelation. Next 16 chapters, detailed information about the tribulation period. Chapter 19, verse 11, the return of Christ. Chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6, the kingdom to come. Chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, the great white throne judgment. Chapters 21 and 22 of the book of Revelation, eternity future. And we have from Adam to eternity future. Adam to Abraham. 2,000 years, Genesis 1 to Genesis 12, Gentiles. Abraham to the apostles, 2,000 years, Genesis 12 to Acts 1, Gentiles and Jews. Acts 2, you have the appearance of the apostles for the church, 2,000 years, Acts chapter 2 to Revelation 22. Antichrist appears and breaks that up and brings on another time in history. Want to know something? We're going to look at the Gentiles more in detail in their timeline. We'll go to the revival in book of Daniel. Chapter 7, verse 7, in a dream Daniel has, 10 horns appear. That's the revived Roman Empire. Not because I said, because Gabriel, the archangel, told Daniel, that's it, the revival of the Roman Empire. That's chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. The infrastructure's in place for the revived Roman Empire. You recognize the name, I would think, European Union. And then there's going to be a restoration. Chapter 34 of the book of Ezekiel, 18 times, God says, I will find my people, where have they been scattered? I will gather them in, I will bring them into their own land, I will feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock in the fields. 18 times. The most significant indicator we're living in the last days is the restoration of the Jewish people. And then we'll get to retribution. The 16th chapter of the book of Revelation talks about the judgment being so bad, people will take their tongue, put it between their teeth, and bite down on it. It'll be so bad, the judgment. They'll gnaw their tongue with pain, but not repent. And in chapter 16, the last of the 21 judgments, verses 17 and following, he says, remember what you did, Babel? You destroyed my temple. My wrath is upon you. And Babylon, modern day Iraq, Babylon will be destroyed. Retribution. Revival, the Roman Empire. Restoration, the Jewish people in the land. Retribution, Babylon will be destroyed. All on the scene as we see the culmination of God's plan through the ages. We're here. More details to follow. Father, thank you for this awesome book you've given us. Thank you for you having a systematic plan in place. Thank you for the privilege being able to study it, come to a better understanding of it. And in light of the knowledge you now give us, help us to live the way you would have us. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving.
Part of God's plan for the future is the revival of the Roman Empire. And at the same time the Roman Empire is coming back on the world scene, the Lord will restore the Jewish people to the land of their forefathers, the land of Israel as we know it today. There is yet a time of retribution ahead, and the focus will be the literal city of Babylon. We'll look at these three prophecies, revival, restoration, and retribution, on our future studies on this broadcast. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...